Detroit bombarded the town for 5 hours. You can see some of the results here. Scarcely a building was left undamaged, although only 2 persons had to be taken to the hospital and 13 others were treated for cuts and bruises. There's one of the live shells that didn't go off. And there's the crater, 20 feet deep, 30 feet wide, blown by that exploding ammunition in the area just a few rods from the town itself. And that's the weekend flood picture in Maine. 2 dead, 13 communities isolated, hundreds are homeless. Maine's worst floods in 17 years. This is the Saco River on the rampage. It's in the neighborhood of the twin towns of Biddeford and Saco, and more rain is promised for that area for the rest of the weekend. Today, American Marines fought off the 5th Chinese and North Korean attack in 75 hours on the Vegas outpost on the Western Front. The communist radio continued to rail against the USA with new charges of germ warfare. And there are no new developments on the communists' offer to exchange sick and wounded war prisoners. And these are some of those prisoners who would be affected by this exchange. We see them here undergoing treatment by American military doctors in a Korean hospital, getting the best that medical science can do for them. The Allies, of course, are very much interested in the exchange idea, but they're being cautious about it. The way the communists phrased it, the truce talks could then be resumed, but so far there is nothing definite. And just today, General Maxwell Taylor said that he looks for more and larger communist assaults, and he says he sees no connection between the recent attacks on our hill positions and the communists' sudden agreement to the exchange of these sick and wounded prisoners, such as we see here. Top news stories was the Senate confirmation of Charles E. Bolin to be ambassador to Moscow, the vote 74-13 over the opposition of Senator McCarthy of Wisconsin and some others. And in that connection, our cameraman visited New York Senator Herbert Lehman on the occasion of his 75th birthday, and the senator had this to say.
All my life, I have urged young people to go into the service of their government. I did so because I thought there was no higher or more noble service one could render save to defend his country on the field of battle. But I'm beginning to wonder. I'm beginning to doubt whether I any longer have the right to encourage young men to go into appointed positions in public service when all they can expect to receive is calumny and accusations of treason if their honest opinions sometime later prove to have been incorrect. I want to believe in the public service, but I cannot help expressing my deep concern about what has been happening when men are blasted without chance of defense, without cause, and without justification. I think one of the greatest dangers confronting the American public today, and one of the most frightening, is that some men are trying to use the weapons of fear and terror upon other men in order to break down their resistance, their will, and their courage to oppose. I pray that we shall find an answer to this problem soon.
We welcomed a visitor to our shores the other day, Viscount Field Marshal Montgomery, here from Britain, to give us a once-over.
How do you feel, General? How do you feel?
How do I feel? I feel very well.
How do you feel?
I feel very well.
Yeah. General, will you tell us the purpose of your visit here?
Well, I've come over to the States to have a look around the military establishments of the United States at the invitation of the United States Army, Navy, and Air Force. And I'm going down tomorrow to Washington, stay with General Eisenhower in the White House for a week, and then after a week I'm going off around the States. And then I come back to Washington. And then on the 15th of April, I'm going up to Canada to see the Canadian forces. Oh, yes. And then the real thing I want to see in the States is a game of baseball, which I've never seen. Who's the best What's the best baseball team up in these parts?
The Brooklyn Club.
Well, I shall be down in Washington, I suppose. They've got a good team down there.
A book makes some news today, a newly published version by Albert Einstein of his theory of relativity. I have not read it, I doubt if I could, but experts say that in this book, Einstein has revised his theory, which seeks to explain the universe in one general law, but Einstein himself says today he doesn't yet know how to prove it. Maybe he could get an assist from this gadget. It's the latest in mechanical brains devised by International Business Machines. The name of this one is 701. Why, I don't know, but it can add and subtract at the rate of 16,000 operations a second and multiply and divide at 1,000 operations a second. And some of the problems require as many as 8 million calculating steps. The combination of this and Einstein should have been, or should be, quite a team. On the weekend obituary list is one of the greatest figures of sport, Jim Thorpe. Dead in Los Angeles of a heart attack at the age of 64. And here are the latest pictures of Jim Thorpe. He was a guest recently at a celebrity golf tournament. Thorpe's great days were in the early years of the century. All-American football player, track star, on one day soon, the greatest show on earth has decided that winter is over at last and is going on tour. And here's the arrival in New York today of the Ringling brothers Barnum and Bailey to start their 83rd season in Madison Square Garden. An 8-year-old, I can safely predict that I will be seeing those elephants in person very soon, and in just a minute I'll try to make a prediction about the weather. It's better forecast for tomorrow, beginning in New England. More rain predicted in Maine, where they've had plenty. Some snow flurries northern Vermont and New Hampshire. The middle Atlantic states partly cloudy. And then as we move on down the coast from Virginia through the Carolinas, Georgia, and into Florida, fair to partly cloudy, with Florida's prediction for mostly fair.